Thunder Bay. Students at Dennis Franklin Cromartie High School participated in an amazing race around the city to help indigenous youth from northern remote communities learn how to navigate Thunder Bay. I'm actually really excited, 'cause I love going around and getting to know new places too, and to know that I can go and visit these places and check it out too. I'm having such a grand time, said Saffron Fiddler, a student of Dennis Franklin Cromartie. Returning DFC students acted as leaders for the younger students and helped them learn how to use the bus and get around the city. There were 9 teams in total tasked with challenges at different businesses and services throughout Thunder Bay. The students were very excited to be able to participate in the challenges, especially the challenge at Marina Park for the Wake the Giant Music Festival happening this Saturday. Today's event is the big 2-day orientation. It's the kickoff of the big orientation, the amazing race. It's integral to what Wake the Giant is, bringing in kids from the north and showing them how to ride the transit system, how to use the buses, said Sean Spenrath, one of the organizers for Wake the Giant. The next day we're showing them the services that are available to them in Thunder Bay. Today they're at 12 locations across Thunder Bay, including places like the hospital, the M station, and stuff like that. Places they need to know. Other participating locations include Roots to Harvest, Lily Street Garden, Kinsman Center, Lou Indigenous Student Services Center, Nan Fresh Air Experience, Science North Regional Health Science Center, Yes Employment, EMS Conservatory, Canada Games Complex. On Friday, the students will participate in the DFC Experience, a variety of workshops delivered by leaders in a variety of fields.